From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We continue our roll through the land of beats and rhymes with a special roundtable on gender and hip-hop. We've also got the Oscar-nominated actor Ryan Gosling. He's one of the people trying to end warfare in Uganda. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in Los Angeles. The current LAPD captain, Richard Webb, has gotten a promotion. He's going to rise to the rank of police commander on July 1st. There is just one problem. He once kept a noose in his office, and the LAPD once settled a discrimination case, alleging that Webb had repeatedly used a racial slur to describe African Americans. The suit was filed by two fellow officers. One was black, one was white. The city paid $155,000 but admitted no wrongdoing. Captain Webb maintains he has never used racially charged language in the line of duty except when necessary for reporting reasons. Our second headline takes us to Virginia and historically black Hampton University. Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama dropped by yesterday for the school's 93rd annual University Ministers Conference. Obama has not always put race front and center in his campaign, but in front of a packed crowd of ministers, he said, "Quiet riots are happening in our black communities, revealed by incidents including Hurricane Katrina and the 15-year-old Rodney King verdict."
These quiet riots that take place every day are born from the same place as the fires and destruction and the police decked out in riot gear and death. They happen when a sense of disconnect settles in and hope dissipates. Despair takes hold, and young people all across the country look at the way the world is and they believe that things are never going to get better. And then one afternoon, a jury says, not guilty, or a hurricane hits New Orleans. And that despair is revealed for the world to see.
Again, that was Senator Barack Obama speaking yesterday at historically black Hampton University.